thank you so much for coming and visiting us today. The children have worked hard, and we're small in numbers. There's only 8 of us there, but we've got good volume, so I think it'll work out fine. And I want to thank the staff that's been working with me, because they've been working 24/7 every day this week, because we are in the same cabin with them, and we have to take care of some needs that are maybe a little late at night or early in the morning. So we've been busy. But the thing that we've been really busy with is in the chapel, studying from the Bible. The theme of this period is on the trail with Peter. We're traveling with Peter the disciple, and along the way meeting Jesus just as Peter did. And because we're on a trail and outdoors most of the time, we've also been connecting with things that we need when we're outdoors on a trail. So the first night that they were here, we found out that when you're going to go on a long hike, like we are doing with the disciple Peter, we need a trail map. So I happen to have a trail map of the Adirondacks, and we looked at it, and we found Pilgrim Camp on it. It doesn't say Pilgrim Camp, but we happen to know where it is on that map. But we said, well, this map is great for up here, but what's the map for our life? And of course, every one of them knew the map for our life is God's Word, the Holy Bible. And so we talked about that the Bible is our map for our daily life, the young ones and the old ones. Our first lesson, we meet Peter as a fisherman. And we know that Jesus said, follow me. And Peter left his job and followed Jesus. And we know that sometimes the trail is a little rough. And Peter found out through his walking with Jesus, you know, we need good shoes. So our first morning, we had my hiking boots set up in the front. They're very dirty. They're well used. And Jesus wants us to have our feet ready to walk with him wherever he leads us on that trail. Sometimes it might be a little rough. Sometimes it's easy. But we follow anyway, because we know that Jesus knows the best for us. On another day, we realize that we need help sometimes walking. So I have a hiking stick with me. And we know that Jesus helped Peter. Remember that time when Jesus was walking on the water and Peter wanted to join him? And Peter did. He had his eyes on Jesus. But when he thought about all the waves and the wind around him, and he looked away, he started sinking into the water. And Jesus reached out his hand and picked him up out of the water and got him back in the boat. We always need help from Jesus, and Jesus' hand is right there all the time to help us. Another day, we had a lantern, because in the woods at night, it's very dark, and we can't see. And Jesus is our light, and he can show us where to go when it's dark. And when we don't know and we're confused. And then yesterday, we found out that Jesus is our protection. And he takes care of us. I have my hat that protects me from the sun and from the rain. And that keeps me protected. And Jesus keeps us protected from any of the things around us that might want to get, maybe, lure us off the trail. But Jesus is our protection. And we have much more to learn about Jesus. We're going to next week look at Jesus the Apostle, and we're excited about that. But right now, I think we're all eager to say a few verses and sing a few songs, and we'll do the best we can. more verses. The next one is if we confess
our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. For You, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon You. Psalm 86:5.
Oh God, You are my God, and I will ever praise You. Oh God, You are my God, and I will ever praise You. I will seek You in the morning, and I will learn to walk in Your ways, and step by step You'll lead me, and I will follow You all of my days. Oh God, You are my God, and I will ever praise You. Oh God, You are my God, and I will ever praise You. I will seek You in the morning, and I will learn to walk in Your ways, and step by step You'll lead me, and I will follow You all of my days. I will seek You in the morning, and I will learn to walk in Your ways, and step by step You'll lead me, and I will follow You all of my days.
Praise the Lord. Learning to do in just 4 days, 5 days.
Yeah, amazing.
God is working in their hearts. We're praying that it stays,
yeah,
lasts. God will do that. I'd like to just make a few announcements before our villagers share this morning. We have crafts on display. Is that correct?
In the longhouse. In
the longhouse, which is right across the road here, and it's a long house. In there you'll see some of the things that they've been working on, the villagers, this week, so you don't want to miss that. And in the cottage as well, they have crafts that they'd like to show you. So this is the opportunity, if this is your first time, you came up the road and you saw a sign that said restricted. And we're not allowed up here at all during the week. This is the one opportunity we have to see what's going on this side of camp. And so you can visit the cabins, and you can check out the craft areas and the cottage as well, and their chapel just next to the palace back down the road. And so take opportunity, encourage these children, bless them as you go and visit what they're up to. A reminder that as you're doing that, dinner is at 12:30, and so just keep an eye on the watch so you can make it back down the road on time. We sit together, eat together, so we'd like everybody to be there together. This afternoon we have prayer, if you're here on grounds, on the Watrock side, 4 o'clock in the lodge, if you'd like to join us for prayer. And then this evening our service is at 7:30 up in the lodge for the guests on that end. We want to receive an offering this morning. Just once a week we do that here at camp. It's not an everyday activity. And it goes not to the needs and care of the camp itself, but it goes to help children, some that are here among us today, that might not be able to make it to camp because of financial need. And so the offerings that we take every Sunday morning throughout the summer goes to provide opportunity for these children. And so some that couldn't be here are here because of this moment. So if you'd like to give, we welcome you to do that. And as we do, we will turn in our white hymnals. There is a theme song for camp. It is a theme of camp, holiness unto the Lord. And I remember when I was a child here, we sang this quite frequently from what I remember. We hear it every morning played in Watrop. It wakes some of you up if you're late sleepers. But we don't get an opportunity, it seems, to sing it very often, and this is a great time. We're all together. Number 44 in the white hymnal, Holiness Unto the Lord, and we'll stand as we sing, and the ushers will move among you to receive this offering.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.